Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sattva Engineering Construction Limited H2 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Share India Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Khushi Jain from Share India Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Share India Securities Limited, I would like to welcome you all to the H2 and FY26 earnings conference call of Sattva Engineering Construction Limited. We have with us management today represented by Mr. S. Seshadri, Whole-time Director, Mr. R. Shekhar, Whole-time Director, Mr. G. Sidhartha, Whole-time Director and CFO, Mr. Lakshmikant P., CS and Compliance Officer, Mr. Vidur Shah from Axis Capital, Company's Investor Relations Advisor. Now, I hand over the floor to Mr. S. Seshadri for opening remarks, post which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. I am Lakshmikant, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. Thank you all for joining us today. I hope you have had an opportunity to go through our financial results and investors' presentation, which are already available on the website. Joining me on call today are Mr. Seshadri, Whole-time Director, Mr. R. Shekhar, Whole-time Director, Ms. G. Sidhartha, Whole-time Director cum Chief Financial Officer, Mr. R. Vipul Shah from Atlas Capital, our investor relations consultant, and I wish request to Mr. Seshadri to share his perspective on the overview of our project pipeline, business expansion initiatives, and strategic directions. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Lakshmikant. Good morning to everyone on the call. FY26 has an important year for Sattva Engineering, marked by a strong execution growth, expansion into new geographic and business verticals, and continued strengthening our balance sheet. During the year, we commissioned two key projects inaugurated by Honorable Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu, secured our largest order, entered into Karnataka through BWSP, and expanded our adjacent infrastructure segment that we believe we can support our next phase of growth. As of March 26, our order book stood at approximately 323 crores across 13 projects. In addition to this, we also secured two projects from BWSP Bangalore worth 124 crores, providing healthy revenue visibility over the next 24 to 30 months. Importantly, the quality order book continues to improve with larger ticket projects, recurring O&M components, and increasing participation across water and wastewater infrastructure. One of our key projects under execution is design, build, operate, and transfer of 47 MLD water treatment plant in Surapet, Chennai for CMWSB, valued at 106 crores, including 10 years O&M component. This single largest project in our history and represents an important milestone for the company, combining EPC execution, process technology, and long-term recurring revenue in a single contract. We are also executing the SPV project for Hosur City Municipal Corporation in Krishnagiri District, comprising 12.5 MLD and 20.1 MLD capacity using sequential batch reactor technology and valued at approximately 107 crores. In addition, continues our execute multiple water supply and sewage infrastructure projects across Chennai under CMWSSB. During FY26, we secured four contracts with a combined value of approximately 163 crores. Alongside Surapet project, we secured 40.5 crores our water control system contract from CMWSB, covering 46 sewage pump stations across Chennai including design, engineering, commissioning, and 5 years O&M component. We also secured our first order from EWSB Karnataka for an odor control unit at Herbal 100 MLD UWTP in Bangalore. While modest in size, this project is significantly important as it marks our first execution footprint outside Tamil Nadu. We have subsequently participated in additional tenders in Karnataka and believe the state can become a meaningful growth market for us over the medium term. Another important development during financial 26 was our re-entry into water control systems segment and re-entry into the industrial and utility building vertical. We view both the business as natural and adjacent our existing capabilities and believe they can materially expand our addressable opportunity over the next few years. In water control system, we are seeing increasing demand driven by the environmental compliance requirements across wastewater infrastructure. Given our existing relationship and execution capabilities within the water and sewage ecosystem, we believe the segment offers a strong cross-selling and scale-up opportunities. In the industrial and utility building vertical, our industrial focus will be on commercial, institutional, and factory segment across South India. We intend to scale this business in a collaborative manner while leveraging our existing project execution experience and industry relationship. With that overview on our project pipeline, business expansion, innovatives, and strategic directions, I will now request Mr. Shekhar to share his prospects and execution, working capital management, and other company growth outlook going forward.
Thank you, Mr. Seshadri, and good morning to everyone on the call. While our FY26 was a year of strong business momentum and expansion for Sattva Engineering, it was equally important from the standpoint of execution discipline, balance sheet strengthening, and improving operational efficiency. Alongside growth, improving balance sheet quality and working capital efficiency remained a key management focus area during FY26. Given the nature of our business, a significant portion of project execution and billing is typically concentrated in the fourth quarter, particularly in March, driven by government budgeting and execution timelines. As a result, receivables at the year-end are optically elevated and tend to normalize during the course of the year as collections are realized. We are encouraged by the collection momentum post-year-end, and approximately about 33% of receivables have already been collected by the end of May 2026. Importantly, the majority of our receivables are from government and municipal counterparties. Improving billing efficiency, collection cycle, and overall working capital discipline will continue to remain a core management priority as the business scales up further. Based on our current order book, execution pipeline, and opportunities across existing and new business verticals, we are targeting revenue growth of approximately 50-60% over FY27 and FY28, while maintaining margin discipline and improving working capital efficiency. We expect this growth to be funded primarily through internal accrual, existing working capital facilities, and routine working capital optimization mechanisms such as bill discounting, while continuing to maintain balance sheet discipline. Our growth outlook will be supported by execution ramp-up across key ongoing projects with our extensive experience, continued order inflows in water, and wastewater infrastructure, expansion into Karnataka and adjacent markets, scaling of the water control system segment, and gradual contribution from the industrial and utility buildings vertical. With that, I will now request Mr. Sujata to take through the financial performance in detail. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks to Mr. Sheshadri and Mr. Shega, and good morning, everyone. I will now take you through the financial performance of the company for the H2 financial year 26 and full year FY26. Starting with the second half of performance, revenue for H2 during financial year 26 stood at 78.2 crores as against 72.4 crores in the previous financial year, H2 FY25, reflecting a 8% year-on-year growth. EBITDA for this period stood at 13.7 crores with EBITDA margins at approximately 17.5% for the H2 period. Profit after tax for the H2 FY26 stood at 8.6 crores as compared to 7.3 crores in the corresponding period of last year, reflecting a growth of 18% year-on-year. Next, moving on to the full financial year performance, for FY26, the company reported revenue from operations of 143.2 crores, up from 108.6 crores in financial year 25, representing approximately 32% year-on-year growth. EBITDA for FY26 stood at 22.1 crores, while EBITDA margins remained healthy at approximately 15.4% as against 17.1% in FY25. The moderation in EBITDA margins versus FY25 was primarily driven by the commencement of WTP segment, which remained in the gestation phase during the financial year 26 and incurred initial ramp up and project commencement related costs. This was despite a favorable shift in the project mix, with lower margins of WSS contribution decreasing and higher margins of STP and WTP contributions increasing. As WTP operations stabilizes and scale up, we believe the EBITDA margins in the 15% to 16% range remain sustainable. Profit after tax for FY26 stood at 13.1 crores compared to 9.1 crores in FY25, reflecting a growth of 43% year-on-year. For FY26, return on equity stood at approximately 19.9%, basic EPC stood at 8.4 as compared to 7.64 in financial year 25. On the balance sheet side, our adjusted net worth has grown to 88.1 crores in FY26 from 43.4 crores in FY25, driven by strong retained earnings since listing. Our net debt equity ratio has improved significantly from 0.8x in FY25 to approximately 0.2x as of FY26, reflecting disciplined working capital management and a deliberate reduction in dependence on borrowed funds. Our current ratio as of FY26 stood at approximately 1.9x, up from 1.3x in FY25. Our current assets primarily comprises of unbilled revenue and retention money linked to ongoing project execution. Approximately 50% of the unbilled revenue component is expected to be realized over the next 90 days, while retention money will be collected upon completion of the respective contracts. On working capital side, one of our key focus areas during the year has been working capital efficiency. During FY26, trade receivables stood at 49.5 crores as of March 2026. Given the nature of our business, with building and execution typically concentrated towards year end,
elevated receivables at March are a natural outcome of growth. Encouragingly, approximately 33% of these receivables have already been collected post-year end, and out of which 50% will be received in the next week and next week end, and remaining balance will be realized by the end of June, before the end of June. Inventory stood at 7.4 crores, reflecting active mobilization across ongoing project sites. Short-term borrowing stood at 29.9 crores, down from 35.32 crores in FY25. Overall, FY26 reflects improving operating leverage, a stronger balance sheet, and a business executing well and growing in scale. With 323 crores of order book as of 31st March 2026 and 447 crores order book as on 15th May 2026. 286 crores of contracts bagged during the year and visible pipeline across new geographies and verticals. We are well positioned to continued growth in FY27. We are now happy to take your questions. Thank you everyone for joining today's call.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Ishita Sanklesha with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning. I just had one question. We've almost achieved our guidance of around 150 crores. We've done 143 crores in revenue, but earlier we'd given guidance of EBITDA margins of around 21%, and we've done around 15-16% only. So what is the reason for that? I would like to know.
Yeah,
request
the CFO to answer this question.
You are talking about EBITDA margins, madam?
Yes, yes. EBITDA margin earlier we'd given the guidance that we'll stay at around 20-21%.
Yeah, that is what we were explaining in our CFO also. That is, though there were some water supply schemes which had a lower margin, that we were operating, which is a continued one, which is a continued project from the previous year, and we have started this STP projects and WDP projects, which will give a higher margin in future. During the current financial year, the WDP was in the very gestation period. We have just commenced our operation in that segment. So, for that, we have to make some initial cost related to commencement and other cost and all, which has impacted our profitability. And these margins will flow down into our system in the subsequent financial period. Of course, though we had a favorable project mix, so slightly there was a dip in that EBITDA margin. As the operation stabilizes and it scales up, margins are expected to improve for the next years, and it will have a stability in the margin. We can have a stability with 15-16% of EBITDA margin.
Right, but 15-16%. Right, but 15-16% is still lower than the guidance of 21%. So, is it because we have taken lower margin orders? Is that understanding correct?
No, we are scaling up to the next geographies and all. So, when we are scaling up to the next geographies, there would be some initial cost and all. So considering that, we are very conservatively giving you that it will be around 15%-16%.
Okay. Understood. Yes. Thank you so much.
The next question comes from the line of Sudhir Bheda, Bheda Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Congratulations on good execution. My questions are, we are guiding 60% CAGR for the next 2 years, FY 2027 and FY 2028. If we look at the second half, the growth was just 5%-7%, and order intake growth is also just 4%. How do you explain this kind of explosive growth of 60% CAGR will come through? What would be the order take in current financial year?
Sir, Shekhar, see, the orders which we have in hand, we are supposed to complete about 250 or whatever the number we mentioned, the 50%-60% growth. Contractually, we are bound to complete by FY 2027. Okay.
Yes.
Can I hear it from you that the next question, sir?
No. That is correct. What would be the order intake for the current year? What is the pipeline and order intake would be there in the current year, current financial year, new orders?
No. We have already 160 crore-161 crore tenders in pipeline, which are under discussion.
The current year order take would be around 150 crore.
Approximately, sir. Now the order book as of May is 447 crore.
Okay, great. Yeah, investor presentation, it is written 300 crore, so 334.
No, in the March it was 323 something.
Okay.
As we took another order, this is a book order from BSSB, Karnataka. Our order book in hand as of May is 447 crore.
447 crore.
Yes.
Another 150 crore you are expecting in this current year.
In bid pipeline. Yes, sir. 161 crore in pipeline, sir.
Okay. See, do you see any slowdown in the water segment? Because a lot of companies are facing this problem, slowdown in this segment. What is your take in the next two, 3 years kind of, you know, growth in the water STP, WTP industry and just talking about?
No, we are sure of, you know, increasing the top line 50%-60%, sir, in STP, WTP as an EPC contract and in general contract water, you know, water line distribution system and networking.
You don't see any slowdown?
We don't see, because we have intention to move geographically. We don't see any, you know, slowdown. Government will keep definitely spending pan-India. We are also getting into a new venture like OCS, the water control system, which is also an emerging business pan-India, allied with the sewage treatment plant. We have already taken one order in this, which is about 40 crore. That will also play a vital role in our top line, sir, in the coming years ahead.
Okay. What is the water control system? Can you throw some light?
Yeah. Sure. See, historically, even up to date, pan-India, the sewage pumping stations are located amongst the, you know, residential area, which gives the bad smell, the suckam, the rattan smell for all the residences. Now, government is spending money with the new technology water control system. The gas generator in the sewage pumping station well is covered, and it is being neutralized by adding a scrubber and vinylester and various material into it, so that the livelihood of the neighboring, you know, places are very well maintained, and they are not affected by this water control smell. Nowadays,
Okay.
The tenders, STP itself, it is being, you know,
amended. Yeah.
Okay. So that water control system is becoming mandatory.
Yes, sir. It is becoming mandatory. Every government has started spending money on it. It's a pollution control. Otherwise, NGT will, you know, put heavy penalty for government.
Right. And sir, my last question on WTP, water treatment plant. There are very few companies who have the technology and ability to process the water, WTP, to set up the WTP. So as a company, we are setting up the complete WTP process, or how it is? Just want to understand this WTP.
Sir, we are setting up a complete solution, sir, guided by the consultant and contractual terms. Right now, we are doing about 47 MLD WTP in Chennai Metro Water, located nearby Chennai, very nearby Chennai, part of Chennai only. So end to end, the water is being drawn from the nearby lake, and it is being, you know, treated, and the end product will be supplied to the public.
So it's a potable water, drinkable water, or?
Yes, yes, sir. It is going to be serviced to the public for potable. Lake water is being treated and serviced to the public.
Okay, lake water is not sewage water is treated and.
No. That is also there. The, you know, mine block is yet to be removed in our country.
So we are not.
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. Mr. Sudhir, I would request you to please come back in the queue for further questions. Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vishwendra Singh with Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible.
Sir, congratulations on the recent Bangalore order wins. I wanted to ask the bifurcation between their execution and O&M part of this 124 crore order.
Yes, sir. I will give you. Yeah.
Sujata,
please.
Yeah. In that order, around 100 crores is towards CapEx. The CapEx.
So okay, but how much is the execution now?
For operations for 7 years.
Okay, so how much amount is to be recognized under execution?
During FY27, you are asking.
No, ma'am. During the tenure of the order. And rest is the O&M, right?
Yeah, the rest is O&M. Close to 100 crores is our cost, capex cost.
And okay, so 100 crore is the execution part.
Duration of the project is 30 months plus 7 years O&M.
Got it. And can you also bifurcate in the order book between the Tamil Nadu and Karnataka state as of now?
Yeah, it is only the 124 is the recent order which we have taken in Karnataka, and another 4 crores is already we have taken and it is under execution. 128 from Karnataka as of now.
No, in today's scenario, we have 447 crores. Out of that, 127 crores is from Karnataka, rest and all from Tamil Nadu.
Okay, sir, noted. Another question on the cash flow side. Cash flow has been negative from operations this year. So how do you see them going ahead, and do you see any increase in debt to fund the working capital limit?
Yeah, we are not looking for any new debt, sir. Already we are having a banking limit, and within the banking limits and the internal accruals we are trying to manage. And of course, as an MSME, we are eligible for some government schemes, see emergency credit line scheme, maybe we may tap to take that, avail that. With that, we are trying to manage.
Got it. And last question on the receivable side, is it fair to assume that all our receivables are linked to the government order?
Yeah, all our receivables are from government only.
Okay, that will show. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Darshan Chandra with Home Investment. Please go ahead.
I am audible?
Yeah, you are audible.
Yeah, congrats for the good sets of numbers. Just I have one question regarding the politics side. Does the change of government in the Tamil Nadu, how do you see the future for our company?
Sir, the change in government does not affect any of our system, which are ongoing projects. So the new tenders to be floated will take some time, maybe till the dust settles down. Otherwise, all our projects are ongoing, already signed. More than 20%, 30%, 50% projects are already being executed. So we don't find any change other than expecting the delay in new tendering process.
The old tender that we have gone, it will not be get delayed or something new terms and conditions will be there. You don't see anything such kind of things, right?
Yes. No, not at all, sir. Already signed by the then government, all are under execution. Payments are coming up. Bills are being submitted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just I joined the call late. So at the 50 to 60% growth, do you see? So what kind of the EBITDA means EBITDA margin in, on the conservative side? On the conservative side, minimum you will be achieving.
15 to 16%
on the conservative side, sir.
Okay, it will not go below 15%, right?
No, it will not go below that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
The next question comes from the line of Vishwendra Singh with Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. You mentioned on the receivables you have collected out of this 50 odd crore. So what is the collection as of date?
Yeah, that is 49 crores we had outstanding at the end of 31st March. Out of the 33% we have collected now, and the balance will be collected by next week. We are having a big collection, and before the end of June, the entire money will be collected.
Got it. And are you seeing any labor shortages and increase in price of raw material? And do you have price escalation clause in your order book?
Yeah, we have a price escalation clause, sir.
Okay, in all of the orders as you are executing?
Yeah, all the orders do have a price variation clause.
Got it. Just a quick clarification. You have 2 crores of CWIP, capital work in progress. What is this related to?
Yeah, this capital work in progress. Now we are going for an enhanced software. For that we are spending, and another building where we are our registered office. Above that we are at 4th floor, and 5th floor we are planning to acquire, and of course we have made payments to that and all.
Got it. And just a quick question. Your other current assets have jumped from 38 to almost 58 crores. Can you comment what is the major part of this? The current assets.
Yeah. The major part of it is the unbilled revenue and the retention money.
Can you please repeat, ma'am?
Yeah, it is unbilled revenue and the retention money.
Okay. Any quantum available on hand for both?
Yeah. Unbilled revenue, it is around 46 crores. And this will be converted into revenue cycle, that is billing cycle, in another 90 to 120 days.
Okay, got it. That will be all. Thank you.
Yeah.
The next question comes from the line of Alisha Patel with Akshat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible, ma'am. Please go ahead.
So my question is, how do margins differ across the key business segments, water, EPC, OM, odor control system, and building? Additionally, what share of overall revenues do you expect the OM segment to contribute over the medium term?
Yeah, we are working on all the segments, water supply, sewage treatment, water treatment, O&M, everything. And the margins in the water supply is slightly little bit lower. It's just 1% lower than the other segments. And across, we are more concentrated on STP and WTP for the FY 27. and water supply, the concentration of water supply is little bit lesser, lower than the other segment.
To continue that, the OCS business will, you know, will have increase in profit margin by 1 to 1.5% comparing to other segments, which is also an emerging business.
Okay, thank you for the clarification.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Khushi with Banu Fincorp. Please go ahead.
Oh, hello. Am I audible?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to understand, has the second generation of the promoter family started getting actively involved in the business now?
The discussion is going on. They are all in abroad. Discussion is going on, ma'am. It will be updated soon.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Vishwendra Singh from Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just a clarification. Recent credit rating mentions that we were L1 of roughly 254 odd crores. So, what is the current L1 order position?
We have not mentioned
the L1 and all anywhere.
Okay.
Recently, we have taken 2 orders from BWSSB.
Okay, so are we, and what, can you please clarify on the order inflow for FY27 you mentioned earlier?
No, sir, when we completed March 31st, it was 323 crores and all. After that, as of May, it is 447 crores. Another 161 crores tenders are in pipeline. Okay, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I believe Sattva Group is a major real estate player in the Bangalore market. So are we planning to take up any group company projects related to water treatment and all?
No, sir. That Sattva is different. The Sattva is different. They are into promoters. We are purely engineering construction company. They are different. We are different. No way we are connected.
Okay. So we will be concentrated on government-related water treatment projects.
Yes, sir. Only government can spend this much money, volume, 100 crores, 200 crores projects, which are all public-related, you know, related to water.
Okay. Got it. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. So, no private sector will spend such money except, you know, some industries which are actively, you know, doing that effluent treatment plant, zero discharge and all. They are all very small volume, which we are not into. We get into government contracts where money is secured. We always concentrate taking projects which are funded in full.
Understood. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A follow-up question from Darshan Chandra with Om Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, I want to know... And normally the H2 is heavy than H1. So in the March H2, the numbers are hardly any increase in the top line. So just I wanted to clarify, means anything got delayed to April or May execution?
No, you are asking in H2, March, the spending is more, top line is more. Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah, H2 is normally very big compared to H1.
Yes, sir. Because in the last quarter, all our contracts are committed to the government. Government spent money in the last quarter only. So that is a good season for work. So not only for us, for many companies in our nature, the last quarter top line will be more.
Yeah, but comparing from March to this March, the top line has increased by only 6 crores, from 72 to 76, 78.
Yeah, that is last H2. Last H2 was also similar only. That is why it is comparable only.
Yeah, so that's why I'm asking.
What we did last year, So the revenue what we earned during the last year and the current year, it is somewhat comparable. So even last FY25 also the H2 was higher, and 26 also the same thing, and of course it got increased from that. When you compare, it will be comparable one.
And on the ratio side, your inventory days have gone down from 437 to 33, and days payables also gone down. But your working capital days has increased from 118 to 139. Can we get down that working capital days cycle?
Yeah, definitely we are working on to this. So our working capital cycle we are trying to bring down because of that. In the since we are many of our billing happens in the month of March, due to that elevated trade receivables, it is happening, and we are trying to work on that. And of course, whatever receivables are there in March, we have received majorly. We have received between this 60 to 70 days and all.
Okay, so you are targeting receivable days below 100, right?
Yes, yes, we are targeting.
Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Nihal Shah with Nexorial Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
So as I can see, other assets contribute around 95% of total assets, and 50% of them are coming from other asset items. So can you help us to understand what this mainly comprise?
Question is, we are not, you know, able to understand question, sir. Can you please repeat again, if you don't mind?
So I'm asking that 95% of total assets coming from other assets, and 50%, yes. Hello.
Hello, sir. You are asking about other current assets.
Yes, other current assets.
Yeah, the other current asset majorly it comprises of the unbilled revenue and the retention money receivables, sir.
Okay, but 50% of them are other items. So what was that?
Other items is some small fixed deposits like that things for provided for margin money.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Het Karocha with Fedora Investments. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yeah, sir, you are audible.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to ask the question. So, sir, my question is like, what kind of opportunities you are seeing in newer markets such as North India and elsewhere, sir, and what is your strategy to scale the business over there, sir?
Sir, right now our strategy is, you know, before listing, we targeted to get into Karnataka market. So we have already moved in by taking orders of 127 crores. So now we will be geographically moving to states such as UP, Rajasthan and Haryana, where water and wastewater infrastructure spending continues, which will scale up the JJM and state level urban development programs. So in AP also we are, you know, planning vigorously to make our footprint over there, immediate future.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thanks for the insight.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Thank you. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Okay. Thank you. Compliance officer, he can, bring it in.
Thank you everyone for joining the call today, and please continue your support for Sattva in future years ahead, and please feel free to reach out to Atlas Capital for any further queries. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Share India Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.